filling in for Jimmy today, here's Karen Cataline.
And we're back. And we are speaking with former State House Representative, District 38, Steve Lebsack, who has quite a story to tell. We're going to move right along here, though, and ask, who was it you spoke to when this story broke? What kind of phone calls were you getting from some of your fellow legislators and others?
Yeah, sure. I'll tell you about that. But before I do that, let me just set the table a little bit more and tell you why I believe some of this stuff happened towards me, Karen. I think it's really important for your listeners to know
well,
this.
Well, we will get to that. Go ahead.
The state Senate is has the majority of Republicans. It's 18-17 Republican, and so only by one seat the Republicans have the majority. And so the Democrats' number one priority this year in 2018 is to flip the Senate to Democrat. And so I guess your listeners probably could guess, the person who's running for the seat that the Democrats have to flip in order to win back the Senate, it's Faith Winter.
What a coincidence.
Faith Winter is the person who falsely accused me.
Right.
And she is the person running on the Democratic side for the state Senate seat that the Democrats must flip. And so that's the reason why Democrats around the state recognized early on that they had to get behind Faith and ruin my credibility and defame my character because their candidate was running for state Senate. And so the
right.
Democrats are going to use this Me Too movement, not only here in Colorado, but all over the country as a political ploy to win elections.
I'm happy
to get back with your question.
I'm happy
to get to your question now.
Absolutely, and it's a very good point. I would also say, I don't want to get off the subject, that it was because you were the one person on the Democrat side, I think, who voted against those horrendous gun bills in 2013, refused to go along with the Democrat Party line, and we'll try to get to that later if we have time. So let's move forward here about some of the people who called you, spoke to you, and what they said.
Sure. Well, within 48 hours of the false allegations going out to the press, Morgan Carroll called me. And Morgan Carroll, as you probably know, ran for Congress and lost, and then
and now she's the head of the Democrat Party, isn't that right?
Yes, she's
right.
the chair of
State
the Democrat
chair.
Party here in Colorado, and
uh-huh.
she called me, and I'm paraphrasing, but she said something like, "Look, Steve, you're a smart guy, you know what's going to happen. The Democrats want to expel you, so maybe you should just resign sooner rather than later." And I told her that I hadn't done anything wrong. And her response was something like, "Steve, I know you haven't done anything criminal, but all of our women's groups are coming out against you, are mobilizing against you, and you're going to have to resign."
Wow. And how many days was that after the story broke?
Two days.
That's stunning. That's stunning. So they didn't care about the facts. How about Ed Perlmutter? Did Ed Perlmutter call you?
Yes, he did. He called me twice within 48 hours of the false allegations being made public. And, first let me just say that, and I'm going to be absolutely honest and truthful. And when Ed called me, he was trying to be nice, I think, in the beginning. But there were a few red flags during the conversation, one being he said, "Look, Steve, let me tell you how these things go." He said, "First there's one accusation, and then if you don't resign, then there'll be another person come forward, and then another shoe will drop." And I interrupted Ed, and I said, "Ed, well, how do you know another shoe is going to drop?" I said, "This is absolutely ridiculous.
You are a smart
and
guy."
And he goes, "Well..." And he was like, "Well, that's how these things usually go." And I was just really disappointed in that conversation with Ed Perlmutter. he even went so far as saying, look, Steve, if you resign, you know, we'll make sure that you land well and get a job and all that. And I couldn't believe it. And I said, Ed, there is no way I'm going to resign because I didn't do anything wrong. And it's horrible that the Democrat Party here in Colorado is getting behind accusations before there is even an investigation. And that's exactly what happened.
So Ed Perlmutter, running for re-election after he tried to run for governor, said to you 2 days after a story broke, you will land well and we'll get you a job.
Yes, that's correct.
Wow. Wow. And he threatened you to tell you that another shoe's going to drop because that's how these things go and you'd better just resign. And, you know, you weren't having it, were you, Steve? You just weren't having it.
No. No, you know, I'm a Coloradoan, Karen, and I'm a fighter. And I've stood up for working class people, and I've stood up for people who can't stand up for themselves my entire life. I joined the Marine Corps to fight for the country that I love, and I love Colorado, and I love the people here. And there was just no way in hell I was going to resign when I didn't do anything wrong.
Good for you. How about Dave Young, current Democrat running on the Democrat side for Colorado State Treasurer, a position you wanted to run for. You put your hand in the ring to run. You had something to tell me about him as well, did you not?
Well, sure. I mean, I was the only viable Democrat running for state treasurer in 2018. Most candidates announced in 2017, the year before, and so in October of last year, I was the only Democrat, viable Democrat, running for state treasurer on the Democrat side. And Dave Young, a Democrat from Greeley, got in the race October 31st, which was really late. And so obviously he was tipped off that they were going to do this smear campaign against me, and they wanted to get somebody else in the race, and that's what they did at late, you know. I mean, 8 months before the primary, they get somebody else in the race to run. And so it was obvious that they got him in the race because they knew that they were going to smear me.
Right. Well, that's what you're surmising, and I think that it is a very, very a good possibility. We don't have evidence of that, but you just look at the fact that he got in on October 31st. Is there anybody else that you heard from on the Democrat side during this whole incident? Yeah, phone calls like that, trying to force you to resign?
I received a text message 10 minutes after the story broke from Matt Gray, who's a Democrat from Broomfield, and he asked for my resignation 10 minutes after the story broke. And so he didn't ask me what happened. He didn't ask me for my side of the story. He obviously was coordinated with this effort, with this campaign, and 10 minutes after the story broke, he asked for my resignation without even asking my side of the story.
Unbelievable, Steve. That to me is astounding, but unfortunately not surprising. This is how, you know, they say politics isn't beanbag. We have only one more segment with you, and I mean, I could talk to you for 2 hours, but it's morning radio, and I wish I could, but I can't. Can you stay with us for one more segment? Because I want everybody to know that you showed some courage that some of our Republicans didn't when you turned the tables on the Democrats and changed parties at the very last minute. Can you stay with us, Steve?
Sure.
Thanks so much for doing this. We appreciate it. This is Karen Cataline, and we're going to be back here in just a minute with Steve Lebsock wrapping up this interview. This is Karen Cataline on Fox News Radio 600 KCOL. Stay with us.